So I came to Miss Angie's house, Angela Moore's house. She's the foster mother of Micaiah and Janiyah. And I got the phone call. The reason why I came up here, I got the phone call that they were acting crazy and Micaiah had a knife and they wanted to jump Tiana, which is Miss Angie's former foster child who just came yesterday for Miss Angie's birthday. She was just staying there. And so she told me, like, should I come make sure I'm okay? Because it's two of them. It's one of me. And one of the girls got a knife, the biggest one.
Okay. So Miss Angie told you to come?
And... No, Tiana.
Okay. So Tiana is the former foster child?
Yes.
Do you know her last name?
Bonner. And I called to make sure she was okay. And Micaiah and Janiyah's grandma was here. She started calling me all types of B-words, saying I'm not about to fight her grandkids, but I never wanted to fight them. And so they start saying stupid stuff like, you're not going to touch me because I got a knife.
And all this happened today?
All this happened just today. I just got the phone call around 4:20. I got here. Like I said, I lived right across the street, across Chatterton. So it took me no time to get here. I come here every day to see Janiyah and Micaiah. We never had an issue. But today, I don't know what was going on. I guess Micaiah's cousin Janiyah was leaving or something. And we like, yeah, can y'all please leave? Because y'all causing so much commotion. The police is going to get called. So they told me they already called the police on me, which I don't know what they called the police on me for. I wasn't here. I just got there.
Yeah.
But I guess that they figured that I was coming over there to do something to them. I'm 20 years old. I don't have time for that. Most 20-year-olds do.
Yeah.
So I'm coming over here to make sure everybody's safe.
So Tiana called you.
Yeah.
And said that Micaiah and Janiyah were acting weird.
Wild.
And
yes.
One of them had a knife.
And Micaiah had a knife. So I came to see, you know, what it looked like, what it was going on, so I can go back home. But no, they was acting really, really crazy. I don't know what they was doing. I really don't. I just asked the grandma to tell her to put the knife away. The lady would not tell her to put the knife away. So that's what I was like, yeah, I have to go get my fiance and my cousin to make sure don't nobody get hurt. Yeah. So we can have more witnesses just in case anything happens to me. Because I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
So once we come back, and then I believe they start coming out the house. A man pulled up, which is the gold-looking car. They pulled up. I don't know who they are. I'm on the phone with the owner of the house, Miss A. Moore, and I was telling her, Mom, there's a man here. I don't know what these people are here for. And all I remember is that the police pulled up. Micaiah came charging at me. They draw their weapon, and I was just on the ground. I was just trying to keep my baby and my body safe. But I don't know why she was coming at me with a knife. So I really don't. If I knew that she was going to come at me with the knife, I would have never brought myself over here. I didn't want to put myself into no danger.
Yeah.
Because I'm pregnant and I know that. I'm supposed to be on bed rest at the house.
Yeah. So let's go back just to make sure that I've got everything. So around 4:30 to 5 o'clock.
Yes.
You got a call from Angela Moore.
Tiana Bonner.
You got a call from Tiana Bonner,
mm-hmm.
And she is a former foster child at Angela Moore's.
Yes.
And so Tiana said that Micaiah and Janiyah were acting kind of weird toward
mm-hmm.
her, and that, did she tell you at that time that Micaiah had a knife?
Yes.
Okay. Did she say what kind of knife it was?
Or? I believe it's the kitchen knife.
Okay.
Because it looked kind of big. I know she just didn't have no knife of her own.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure she got out the kitchen. She was upstairs telling me if I came upstairs, which I normally always go upstairs to the room and talk to them.
Yeah.
I do. Or to have them come downstairs and sit on the lawn, on the couch, because I know they're going to get a bit mouthy. So I just sit them on the couch and talk to them.
Yeah.
But we never had an issue. I don't know why. I don't know what really made the girl escalate to want to charge at me. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Okay.